You know, we're here to talk about loan modification and the perils and the fun times we have working through those on both sides. I'm sure, I don't know if everyone's aware of this housing crisis thing that happened in 2008. I don't know. If y'all read about it, there's a few articles that went around. One thing that came out of this was the real need to try to work out and try to work through as many modifications and try to modify these loans to keep people in their homes. The federal government, with President Obama, took a big step in that process, and they created several different programs. The first one everyone, I'm sure, is aware of is the Home Affordable Plan. That it's called HAMP is the moniker for it. But there are several, and you know, when I started really researching into this, I didn't know that there was the number of programs that have really come out from just HAMP that were started back in 2009. There's your basic HAMP. You have an FHA HAMP. You have a Veterans Affairs HAMP. There's also a second lien modification program that's been born out of this, that once you get a HAMP loan on your first lien, then you can get the second lien pulled into line under the same program. And through these programs, you can get a reduced interest rate. The standard breakout formula for a HAMP is you start with a 2% interest rate for the first, I believe it's 4 years, and then it steps up over the life of the loan after that. There's principal reductions that take place. Some of the mortgage settlements and also the Treasury Department set aside money to help homeowners actually reduce the amount of principal they have on their home. For example, I'm working on a file for one of my clients where we're amending the proof of claim,